We just had a hilarious conversation, but it all happened off camera.
Yeah.
We could redo it, but that would be fake. That would be false. It wouldn't be natural.
Yeah.
It'd be all about pretense. We're au natural here at the Mega 64 podcast. You know what that means.
Well, I'm an original gangster, but if you want to be au natural.
Theme song. She took my heart. I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said, oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. Welcome everybody to the Mega 64 podcast. You know what? I always think we should introduce ourselves in the off chance that somebody's watching for the very first time.
Okay.
And catch them up to speed.
I can't imagine that. Okay.
Yeah. So hello, we are your hosts. I'm Derek, Rocco, Sean.
I'm Garrett.
I didn't get to say my own.
Well, you took too long.
Rocco here, the man, the basically your eye candy, your
See,
greatest.
I feel somebody that important needs somebody else to introduce them for them.
Yeah.
It shows
they're above saying
it basically implies that you're eye candy and that you're the greatest.
While he says your name, just go like this, Rocco.
No, that's Christ does that, not me. I'm not
yeah,
the king.
Yeah, Jesus does that.
I'm not the king of kings.
You don't claim to be?
Right. Next week is Easter, the day he rose again.
And he went,
when he came out of the cave and went,
Jesus,
I'm back.
There's a big rock in front of the cave door. Jesus kicked it open. Boosh! And he's like, guess who's fucking tired of this planet? The rockets ignite below him, and he blows off into
heaven. Yeah, he used a palm rocket.
Yeah.
Hashtag
blow off into heaven.
Do you guys have, like, crazy Easter plans, or is Easter not significant? I'm sure we've talked about
this before. I go to Ginny's parents' house every Easter, so I'm always out there.
Okay.
You know, my parents are, like, kind of doing a thing down at the bay this year.
You know, when I was a kid, we always went to my grandparents' house and had a huge Easter egg hunt at their house, and we rode our bikes around the bay, roller coaster at Belmont Park. You know, it was awesome.
Easter roller coaster
I used
ride.
To love Easter.
It's fun for the grandparents to have all the family together.
What happened?
When I was a little kid, just, like, the Easter egg hunts and all that stuff.
Everyone grew up.
Yeah. There was just, like, a sadness when you said, I used to love Easter.
No, it's cool going to Jimmy's parents' house, too, but this is what we do when I was a kid. It was awesome. It's a good time.
I have an Italian family, and Easter is Christmas too. And it's, I mean, all the kids get presents.
Oh, wow.
We eat so much food, it's ridiculous. I love that, but I was never quite clear on if my friends, as I was growing up, like, is Easter a thing for you or
when we
not?
Were younger, like, yeah, definitely get a little Easter basket. Maybe get a video game in there if you're real good one year.
Yeah.
Man.
Me and my brother would always get video games on.
Oh, my God. Yep. I would get
jelly beans and a chocolate bunny.
Yeah, that's
pretty much it.
We would get presents like Christmas. Not as much. But it was to Italians, it's a huge, huge thing.
I hated looking for my basket. Do you guys have to do that? Look for the Easter egg?
No, they just served it right up.
Yeah. Hand it over.
Oh, man. That was the thing. Find the Easter basket. I lose everything. And so I kept thinking, I'm not, I look for everything every day. I'm not doing this. I don't care. I don't want the fucking bunny. I don't care. I'm not doing it. I'm not looking.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
What do you call an Easter Ebenezer Scrooge?
I'm the Easter That's fine.
You're the Easter Scrooge.
Fine. I hate looking for the basket. I hated it.
You're like a combination of the Scrooge and the
you're
Grinch.
Like
My dad started just hiding in the same spot every time, so he hid it, but it's always in the bathtub every time.
And you still couldn't find it?
No,
wow, man.
Eventually he caught on that I don't want to look, so put it there and it's over. Luke loves it. That's like Luke's favorite part.
He gave you an out.
Yeah. Thank you, Dad.
When I was little, there would just make a trail in my house of eggs to where it was.
Wow. Kind of like when a lover leaves a trail
of rose petals
to the bed where you're going to
chocolates
to the sex.
Yeah, it was just like that when I was a kid.
Except just instead like of that. Getting sex,
your happy ending.
You got the Easter bunny stuff.
But you could say that about almost anything.
The bunny stuff.
That this is almost, it's not quite.
It's almost like it's sex, almost though. Like the equivalent to an old man seeing the trail of petals and it leads to the room where sex happens. It's like, whoa, awesome, best thing ever.
when you're a kid, it's the trail of candy that leads to the room where the new video games are piled up. It's basically the same thing.
Did I tell you the story ever? When I was a teenager, I probably was like 18, me and a couple of my friends thought it'd be funny. Like, we went to the boardwalk, like that arcade down here. And like, what happens if we leave a trail of tickets out to the door? What will happen? Like, will a kid follow that trail of tickets?
Yeah.
So we just did it and just like waited to see what happened. And this like, this kid just...
We found Beckett.
And,
And Chris Hansen.
And now I have Beckett. No, and so I was like, man, it's that easy. It's weird. Anyways, kid, young kid, thought that was funny.
What was your plan here?
Looking back, thinking that wasn't a good idea.
I'm glad you brought that up.
The exit to the boardwalk is right over there.
Did you guys see the news about Chris Hansen?
No.
No.
He's got a new thing happening or something?
He's bringing back...
No.
To Catch a Predator?
Hey, no, don't fall for this.
Can't do that.
I saw a lot of press footage stuff, and it was like promoting that they're going to do another season of To Catch a Predator. And it looked like an older Chris Hansen, but it is so close to April 1st.
Yeah, I almost don't trust stuff. It's him promoting the site chrisvspredator.com.
Oh.
There's some gag happening here.
And
everyone's going, oh, new season of To Catch a Predator! And no one has said that.
It's a new Predator
so
movie.
So don't
everybody be worried. April 1st is very close.
I'm calling publicity. Stunt promoting a new AVP film. That's my prediction.
It's going to be so annoying, like, next, what is that, Wednesday?
Or maybe just pee by itself.
It's going to, I'm not even going to be able to look at the internet. It's gonna
Predator
be so many,
3, baby!
So many lies.
Predator 3, they're going to confirm it!
I want to pause for 1 second.
And we're back. Hey, if you're watching this on Tuesday, you have no idea what we just talked about. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Was it everything's all squared away?
Everything's fine. I keep hearing about audio.
Are we 5x5?
I don't know what that is.
We're good.
All right.
Okay, everybody. Hey, this week I want to thank our sponsors, lootcrate.com/mega64. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64. Subscribe and get a box of stuff every month from the Loot Crate people. You never know what's going to be in it. We have a new Loot Crate here. We'll open it at the end.
No kidding.
I got to grab it.
We have a brand new
Loot Crate. We're gonna see what's in it. We'll see. What did we promise it was last time?
A lot of things. Then.
50 Shades.
The Bonded 50 Shades
yeah,
box.
Yeah, we said it was like all dominatrix items.
I think that's what's coming to us.
Okay.
So hopefully it'll be that. Also.
Hey. Oh, keep going.
No, I'm just, I really apologize. It's like this. It's like shit.
Stinky right there. What is
that? Oh, it tastes like shit. It's Coke.
Oh.
Get that.
Yeah. Gotta get the, no. Fuck this.
Yeah, here,
dude.
Sorry.
It's like
here, take
a
this.
Cup of manure.
Take that. Yeah.
All right. There's a real soda. That's thank you, Kickapoo Joy Juice.
There's a real drink right there.
A real juice. Thank you, Kickapoo Joy Juice, for sponsoring the Mega 64 podcast. Go get yourself a can. If basically you could take a Mountain Dew and make it better.
Better.
In every way. Taste wise,
that's right.
You feel better after you drink it. You don't feel that Mountain Dew hangover bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Kickapoo is the way to go. Drink your Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Yeah, we were talking about Easter earlier. This is the official Christ drink. If you've ever heard the Christmas song "Joy to the World," now you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now you know Kickapoo
why.
Joy Juice.
What do you think was in the Holy Grail as he served at the Last Supper? It was his body and his blood.
It was red Kickapoo.
It was red Kickapoo. A lot of
sangria.
People misconception.
Yeah,
misconception. People thought it was wine.
Like blood.
Yeah, they thought it was wine, but they were wrong.
And he said, "He said, drink this joy juice, for it is my blood."
Yeah, but you
the
know,
Father,
you
the
know
Son,
and then,
the Holy Spirit.
And then he did a Christ can crush.
Yeah, he said, "Hey, Judas."
Oh shit!
Just like that.
Oh my god!
Like
you went for it.
Yeah, that was very.
I've actually never done that.
That
before.
Was very Christ-like.
It's all red.
The power of Christ compels you.
I think
am I?
Well, the mark of the stigmata.
It's a little fucked up.
It's on Rocco.
That's his sacrifice.
Hey, well, that's my sacrifice.
That's our sacrifice for you. Thank you, Kickapoo.
Blood of my blood.
Kickapoo Joy Juice.
We'll check in with the medical report halfway through.
But hey,
see how that's doing.
None of you are going to betray me now, will you?
No.
No matter how many gold pieces you get,
it won't be me.
All right.
So, check out shop.mega64.com.
I want to say real quick.
Oh, we're not done.
Real quick.
Keep going.
The new Kickapoo flavors are Fuzzy Navel and Malibu. I think you can get the sampler on Amazon now, or it's about to be on Amazon.
I need that.
But if not, check out the... we're going to link in the info, and you can go to Beverages and More or Come and Go. Remember
BevMo, right?
BevMo, come
remember,
and go.
Remember, Christ did come and go, and will come again, so you can too. Anyway, all right, sorry, you were saying.
Smell skunk.
Smell that skunk, baby. No.
Yeah, we got skunk.
There's a skunk around here.
You think he came in through that little crick?
He's getting closer. I can smell him getting closer.
He's getting... What if he walks in through the open...
Then we're fucked. We'll get some good
Where
footage.
Is Eric or Kevin? What is
Yeah, everybody, Eric
up?
And Kevin are not here this week.
Yeah, it's just us.
Now we're under endangerment.
It's like podcast 101. It was just us.
Yeah.
No one else.
The old days.
Yeah.
Real quick note about Eric and Kevin. We wanted to say this week that they are really underappreciated. Legitimately. Eric brought that up before the thing, and I hope
well,
I'm not stealing your
You are. You're stealing my
moment.
Bit. This Sorry. Is going to be a hilarious bit.
Uh-oh.
Well, can I do it properly, then?
Yeah.
Start from the beginning. Okay, I wanted to say, first and foremost, well, it all kind of started with our video that came out this week, Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
Which I hyped up last week as the greatest thing we've ever done. And I could clarify that just, you know, in terms of Mega 64 going out in public and doing our public
Classic style video.
Classic style. I feel like we hit a solid home run on that. It was just on everything that you would judge a Mega 64 video by. It was technically perfect. Maybe it's not your favorite, but, you know, we gave you the cream of the crop. And I feel like a big part of that has to do with this man right here, Garrett Hunter. Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot. The makeup was so good. It really carried the video. And honestly, you know, Garrett works behind the scenes to carry a lot of videos. And I was going to segue that into an appreciation cast for Garrett and Eric and Kevin. And I want to do a big spiel about how Mega 64 is a team. You know, together we are strong. When you split us apart, we're worthless. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were to break off from the group,
you're nothing.
What You're nothing. You but together, we are the ultimate crew. Anyways.
Sure. An abandoned branch.
I really did want to. I'm making There's some no jokes food. Here. Making some jokes. But I really did want to just kind of appreciate Garrett and Eric and Kevin.
Hey, thank you, man.
Yeah, of course.
And I can't speak for Kevin and Eric.
Well, yeah, of course. They're not here on the night when I wanted to do that.
That one, one time you want to appreciate them.
Goes to show you where they're.
And they're never going to watch this. They'll never know.
Like, so, anyways, I guess in light of them not being here, it's just all on you. We're just going to worship
Garrett.
You. We're going to praise Garrett.
Jeez.
Tonight, we're just going to appreciate Garrett for everything that he does, everything that's so wonderful about him.
Right. It's a lot.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your kind words.
Well, it's not over. It's only just begun.
Yeah, get ready.
So I'm ready.
Save your thanks for the end of the
I
show.
I might have to have another Kickapoo to...
Anyways, basically, that's how I wanted to start it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, yeah, Kevin was not feeling good today, and so he is not here, completely. We were going to film something, actually, even earlier today, and he wanted to tough through it. He was like, I'll still go. If it's happening, I'll still go. I'm just letting you know, like, I'm not feeling very good. Like, dude, no. You know, take the time, Rest get up. Better, and he thought he would be good enough to come to the podcast, but even then he wasn't, so hopefully he's feeling better. Now, Eric... we really appreciate he does all this work on the podcast.
So much work.
And again, a lot of behind the scenes stuff. He comes and tries to work on some of this stuff even when no one's here.
And he'll film skits for us. He'll, you know,
yeah,
a lot of stuff.
But I do feel an obligation to announce he is not here because of WrestleMania.
Mm, let the world know.
And I'm letting the world know.
You know what? We love the guy, but obviously he has his priorities, and it's not with the podcast.
I just want to let everybody know when
Where's he at? WrestleMania?
When Eric,
yeah, basically,
my duty to the American people,
right.
is to let them know that if you ever catch Eric making fun of you, you know, your anime tendencies or your cosplay abilities out there on Tumblr.
If he ever calls out how you prioritize things in your life, you know,
you just let him know. He did miss the show because of WrestleMania.
The show.
Just remind him. This is not a negative thing. In no way did I think he should be here instead of pursuing his interests.
Absolutely.
However, I do encourage you to remind him. He missed today because he was watching
but
WrestleMania.
But you know what? That being
That's
said,
not an attack of his interest.
It's not an attack. And that being said, we do really appreciate him. And this podcast is, we're going to worship him even though he's not here. We're going to talk about how great he is, despite him not being here.
I love Eric, personally.
Me too. We all love Eric.
I love Eric, too.
You know, but a few weeks ago, I got a lot of tweets about, you know, disappointing people, letting them down.
Right. Yeah, because you were here.
I know.
Yeah.
I think it's only fair that
we are,
justice kind of be spread as evenly.
Well, above all else, you know, we want to be out there and known as great, you know, sources of comedy out there.
Oh, yeah. The best
in, you know, on the internet and otherwise. Sure, but above all else, we want to be passive-aggressive assholes.
Yeah.
And so we do appreciate, obviously, you in every way. But when you're not here, we do try to make you feel as bad as possible.
Yeah, of course. That's that's
well, not to your face, but when you're gone.
The show benefits when you are here.
Okay.
And we can't force you to be here.
Yeah.
Sure.
The only thing we could do is
whittle you down.
Yeah, we could try to shame you for not being here.
Being
here. That's all we can do.
It makes me want to avoid the shame and avoid the Twitter feed that's full.
It's pretty much our only course of action that we could take.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure, you know, if anyone out there is feeling like Eric's let them down.
Yeah, well, they can tweet to him.
And just
maybe say, hope it was worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because they're legitimately hoping it was worth it.
No, you know what? Tweet to him. Just say, I love you. So thankful for you. Because this is
true.
This is the Eric appreciation.
Yeah, everyone tweet at Eric Bedour.
And why you're thankful for
him. I love you. Here's why. I love you.
Just appreciation for him.
That's fair.
He's not here, so he's not going to know why you appreciate him.
Yeah.
But just let him know. It'll get him through his week.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Great.
That's good.
Great.
Cool.
Now that that's squared away, we should talk more about...
Yeah, so we did have our video come out, Shadow of Mordor. We released it on Monday. If you haven't seen it, go watch it, okay?
Yeah.
More people should have watched it, I feel like. It's a Lord of the Rings video. It's a video about Game of the Year, Shadow of Mordor.
I thought I was the only one who knew about the One Ring.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I do too.
No, everybody.
I know that.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one.
It's a popular thing.
No, yeah, it's
Lord of the Rings is pretty popular,
really?
Despite what Team Unicorn would lead you to believe.
Because Team Unicorn,
I know you're quoting that Team Unicorn video.
I thought that them and me were the only ones who were into the whole Tolkien.
No, I think it's pretty popular.
But you're thinking
we're
more
still
people...
ragging on that Team Unicorn video. How many years ago did that come out?
Three, four.
All right. Okay. Well, let's take a moment to sidetrack from our video to talk about Team Unicorn. They released a video at one point. They had a lyric in it. They thought they were the only ones who knew about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it was something, and the One Ring, they knew what it was, and I thought it was only me.
Yeah.
It was like I thought this was only my thing.
I mean, so...
Which is crazy when you think about Tolkien's work.
Yeah, I mean, we might owe them some sort of credit in our video.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean... I can only speak for myself. They turned me on to the One Ring. I didn't know about it before.
I didn't
research it afterwards.
That was their deal.
They
turned to their music and it led you down the path.
Anyway, so our Shadow of Mordor video, much better than their video.
Yes.
What did you guys think about it?
Awesome. That was awesome. No, that video was... we're making a behind the scenes for that video
That'll be up
which
this week.
I think you should definitely watch. A lot of it, obviously, is the makeup that Garrett did on us, which took... We got here at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we were ready to film...
Like
2:30.
It was about 8 hours total to put both of you in the makeup and the costume.
Which was pretty crazy, considering that it got dark at 5:30 that day. So we had 3 hours to film the video.
And then it was like me and Eric...
Tensions were getting high. You'll see that behind the scenes video.
Yeah,
me and Eric were filming a lot of that.
Once it was getting darker, then you see us descend to parking structures and stuff like that where it's still lit.
Yeah,
right.
We did all of that and it was really interesting. Once we were finally all made up and went out, it was really funny how my take from doing it was if you saw us coming, like us in costume. If you saw us coming, you were happy. People in public, if they saw us coming down the way, were like, holy shit, orcs, whoa! If you didn't see us coming, you shit your pants.
Yeah, it's true.
Because people would turn the corner and we'd be there and, oh God, what is that? They would like not catch up in their brain to what was going on. So we learned as we did it that you really had to get the spring on them to get a reaction.
Which was hard because, you know, we're trying to hide and there's a crowd of literally 30, 40 people filming us, waiting for us to scare someone else. Like, you're ruining... Go away. You're ruining this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I remember a long time ago we did Assassin's Creed. This is related. And there was a guy. We had to cut him out of the video. I remember you were the assassin, and there was some dude who's like, ooh, secret ninja.
Oh, fuck.
And the way
a guy kept saying, are you a secret ninja?
Are you,
yeah.
And it, like, drove you fucking crazy. Yeah. And I remember at the time thinking, like, dude, who cares? Like, this video's so funny. Like, what does it matter what this guy says? But you were like, no. Fuck that guy. Just the way he said it, like, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
It'll I understand now what you mean, because being the ranger and filming this skit.
Yeah.
The way it set up, you guys would go out and do your orc thing, and I would come in later. So there was a lot of I would come in at the end. So there was a lot of when we would go out, me kind of hanging out by myself, kind of trying to not be seen until it's my time to go do my thing.
Right.
And everybody who passed me when I was in that mode, wanting to be invisible, had some comment to say, like, I see you and I see what's going on. But it was always stupid stuff like that, like, oh, yo, what's up, Lancelot? Oh.
Yeah, it was always Lancelot.
What's up, Lancelot? I think they need you over there. Or, you know, some. Oh, hey, the cool sword. Hey, man, sword man. I think they were always like, I think they need you over there. Some comment like that.
Hey, sword man.
Not the worst thing in the world, but I understand what it means when it's just like, hey,
just
don't acknowledge me, please.
Yeah.
Just don't be stupid. I know I'm stupid right now. You don't need to be stupid with me.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen me have, like, zero patience for people.
Oh, during this
when we're
this
filming?
Shoot.
Yeah. Oh, is
there's
there times?
Yeah, there's people that wanted – you're redoing our makeup. We're touching it
on
the street. And this guy
people,
was talking
people were
to
trying
you.
To ask questions.
Yeah, I'm working. Yeah. And you just, like, threw your stuff down and, like, went back to work. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, they wanted to take – everybody wanted to take pictures with the –
But honestly, like, when we're out and doing our thing, I understand if someone wants to – get it, like, see what's going on
of course,
whatever.
That's the whole
but, like, when you're doing the makeup, clearly you are working, and I don't understand people, like, standing next to you. So, what is this? What are you doing? What are you doing? Clearly, I'm working. Like, please. I don't have a tolerance for that.
Well,
either.
That whole day was such a time crunch.
Yeah.
That it was, like,
it was exhausting.
It was. And it's like, we really have to go now and get these shots before. Because we can't do this makeup again. We got to get it now. It was crazy. What were you going to say?
Oh. No.
I was going to say the cafe that we did it at the very end of the video where everybody was applauding.
Yeah.
Was, just spur of the moment, spontaneous thing. We were just walking down
the
street.
I was walking down the street and I thought, we haven't got a really good reaction. People were getting mad. I'm going to go into this place right here and maybe they'll get mad. And they weren't mad.
They didn't
get mad. It was still a great shot. So.
Yeah. In fact, we did a thing that's not in the video. We did a part on the street in front of that cafe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we did the whole fight. I remember I broke Rocco's shoulder armor piece in that fight. And we did the whole head thing. And then afterwards, I think I killed you and I ran off the street. And I ran around the corner and I was waiting there forever. I was just waiting forever, but thinking, like, these guys are going to come walking down here sooner or later.
Yeah.
And you didn't come. So after a while, it got to be too long. And I was like, where are they? And I turn around, and the street is empty. Everybody's gone. And I'm like, what the f-? And I'm looking around, and I'm walking around as a fucking ranger.
Like, really?
In a really ritzy part of town. Like, where the fuck are my friends? And then I see you guys in the cafe doing your bit.
Yeah.
And that's when I just saw you, and I was like, oh, they're in there. Well, I might as well just run
in
there.
Which, I was surprised to see you, honestly.
I was like, I might as well just run in there and kill them. I mean, they're already inside.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
So that was all, I mean, that's how it happened.
And
just
then once it was over, I got up, and the owner came up to me, like, oh, okay, now we're going to get someone mad at us. And he's like, that was great. You guys want a beer on me? What do you
want? Yeah, they offer us drinks. Free drinks.
Man, not today. God, I wish, though.
You can see a couple people in that restaurant are, like, not down with the clapping and, getting back to their
day.
But everyone, it was, you know what?
It's amazing, though, like, when you're dressed up in those costumes,
it was so
everyone's
good.
Happy to see
but
you.
But it was great. That's to me, it's a feel-good video. Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
We're all having a good time. We're all in this world together having a good time. I like that.
Yeah, and I wanted to say, I already told you guys, but I was really proud when the video ends. The last thing you can hear on the video, maybe you don't even hear it, but you hear somebody go, is this real? Like, before it's all over. And you know what? I was watching the video and whatever, just reviewing it, and that comment really stuck out to me because at first, think like, and there's even a comment on YouTube like, yeah, idiot, like, these are real orcs and a real ranger just came in and really killed them, like, making fun of the person for being stupid. But I felt like whoever left that comment didn't understand what that person was asking. Right, this is the magic of Mega 64 in a nutshell. Basically, Kim Kardashian could take a picture of her butt and post it on the internet, and Kim Kardashian breaks the internet is all over the news, or two llamas go on the loose, and it's like two llamas break the internet.
Okay.
When Mega 64, you could be out in your day eating lunch. When Mega 64 shows up, we break reality for you. That chick questioned, is this real? Is this really going on? I'm in a cafe eating a sandwich and two orcs just came in and got murdered. Did I wake up or am I still dreaming? And I feel like that is the magic of Mega 64. We'll make you question reality.
Yeah.
You never know when we're going to strike.
Yeah.
It's getting deep, getting metaphysical.
I like it, man.
Hey, is this real?
Who knows?
Yeah. Life is but a dream, lady. Yeah.
I didn't have a voice picked out at all. And I really feel like once I was in the costume, it just, it was so easy to come with a character that I already had the makeup on.
Your name is so...
I love any skit where I get to talk in a voice that isn't mine at all.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was really looking forward to that. And I think I had played a lot of that game, you know, in the months prior. And so I was so excited. It's always more fun for me when it's a game that I really love. And so that's a lot of fun. And also, too, we debuted that video at the GDC Awards, and it won Game of the Year.
That's cool.
And so that was just great, you know, having all that
together. I thought it was going to, too.
Yeah, I figured it would. I figured it would. But anyway, I kept getting, and I'm even seeing it right now, I kept getting kind of an insult thrown back at the video that it was very improv everywhere. I don't really necessarily think that that's true. I think that there is still a lot of rampant confusion and insane kind of moments in the video to where when you have a scene where everyone's clapping at the juxtaposition of characters being murdered, it's still funny to me. I think the improv everywhere, I think if you really watch some improv everywhere videos tonight all in a row, you won't have that feeling anymore.
Seen improv everywhere, and I think that I know the difference between us and them, and that it's that they let people in on the joke, and we don't. So if everybody gets the joke, that's not our fault, but we're not explicitly going out.
Yeah. We walked into a restaurant just like that, were murdered, and left.
Yeah,
that was it.
I think that they kind of try to go for the cute aspect of a video. Like, isn't this neat? Like, isn't this fun? And our video came off like that, but hey, we honestly didn't know what reaction we were going to get. I thought we were going out to intend to scare people. Right. I mean, you guys looked pretty intimidating.
We tried to scare people, too.
Yeah, and you did. So
a few startled folks under the parking structure.
Has there ever been a video, an improv anywhere video, or improv everywhere video, where they scare people?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the difference. Thank you.
I just think there is a difference in it. If someone in your skit laughs at what you're doing, that doesn't turn it into improv everywhere. It's more of a vibe of the whole video. I mean, if you want to compare it like that, then you would also want to call, when Jackass did Night Monkey, you would want to call that an improv everywhere skit because you had a drunk guy dressed as a monkey jumping on cars and people were laughing.
And you know,
I'm not really, I'm just defending my position.
Well, I'm saying 12 years ago, we had the idea for video games in real life. We took that video game, we put it in real life, that's what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't feel
mine.
Like, whatever. No. We're fine.
I'm not threatened. It's cool.
No, I like to, I always like to, you know, and what's tricky about it too, I just want to say, not to go on a big tangent, but it's hard because I'm defending my thoughts on it. I wouldn't put it out if I felt like it was this impactless kind of thing, you know. But I want to defend my position. You know, people say something and I want to respond to it. I get a lot of feedback that's like, you don't take criticism very well. But I'm taking it. But I should never be able to not respond to it.
Well, yeah. I feel like
it didn't wreck my life. I love that video.
The person who says that can't take criticism very well.
Yeah.
Because they criticize you and then you defend yourself.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah.
No.
Just
shut
take
up.
It.
But I get that a lot. But I should be able to, you know, I like argument.
Yeah.
I legitimately enjoy argument. I like seeing movies where people get pissed over the ending and everyone has to argue about it. I would rather do that than just everything. Yeah, cool. So I enjoy the argument. I'm not dying here that I read that, but I should be able to respond.
Yeah,
all
out.
That's
all. And you know what? I'm gonna throw out a controversial opinion out there.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of amateur opinions out there, and people who think that their opinion matters when it doesn't.
Basic bitches
and,
out there.
You know, like they have comments on how the video should be made or what we did wrong. And that would kind of be the equivalent of me eating a bunch of McDonald's and then turning into a food critic. It's like, yeah, I know you consume a lot of media, but come on. We'll do the public skit how we want to do it. And you're going to like it.
You don't have to like it. But
no, you don't have to like it. But
we're going to do our own thing.
No, you have to.
But I loved, your house. I loved doing that video. I had so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I thought, again, Garrett, your makeup was... it was funny because we went in stages. There was a stage where I had a bald cap on and I only had, this part shaved off. I was the biggest asshole. Like the biggest douchebag ever.
Yeah, yeah. And well, there was parts the day where I just had you guys like in your underwear and I was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was great. That's all going in the behind the scenes?
Airbrushing your bodies.
I think so.
Yeah, nice. It's good. Look out for underwear boys.
Yeah. It was a lot of seeing the progression of the makeup and... yeah, it was crazy. It was a crazy day.
On the subject of we're talking about commenting and things like that. People comment stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting because we're talking about some of the feedback that we get. Some of it sometimes is a little bit like, where is this coming from? Whatever, but generally we don't really get mean like really mean nasty comments on our regular videos. We don't really generally. It's really interesting though. I every now and then I'll put up a playthrough of a game on my YouTube, on my personal YouTube channel.
Yeah.
PS4 makes it super easy to upload gameplay.
Sure. Yeah.
Or whatever. And so I'll every now and then I'll stream, like this week I did it with Resident Evil Revelations 2. Not as good of us, whatever you want to call it.
With the new update, you could go straight to daily motion, but you're doing YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, yeah, it's just me talking, it's just me hanging out and answering questions in the chat while I play the game, and I'm asking people, I'm not good at video games, really. I like playing them, and I'm not good at it. And I'm asking people in the chat, hey, should I go through this door? Hey, it was genuinely a lot of fun. It's really weird, because, man, the comments I will get on gameplay videos are unlike any other, and I wonder if it's like...
A gameplay thing?
I wonder if it's... people searching it that normally don't comment or something. I don't know what it is.
It's probably people
but
on PS4.
I get comments. I'm talking on YouTube.
Oh.
I'm talking comments on YouTube that are like, you are human trash. You can't. It's like you've never played a game before. This is.
Oh,
I mean,
supposed to be good
they
game.
Get so personal. And it's like, oh man, who cares? I was just hanging out. I'm eating beef jerky and playing Resident Evil and talking with people.
Yeah, I feel like that's a Let's Play crowd. I don't know if that's an
yeah,
our crowd is
it's
so positive. On a whole, our fans are awesome and positive.
Yeah.
They fill the
yeah.
posi vibes.
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like it's them.
No, I think it's a Let's Play crowd.
So maybe it's people searching it. It's really interesting. Yeah, there's one. Somebody posted one in the chat. You're fucking trash. You're all up on this game's dick. Capcom, you fat, nerdy, Western casuals. It's really... No.
Wow.
I agree with that.
You Western casual game-playing motherfucker.
Yeah. Comments like that a lot, and I know it's a small vocal minority. I know that, but they don't really surface unless I'm playing through a game. So I really
weird.
I think it might be they search for it or something like that.
Sure.
It's really interesting.
No one throws shade my way that bad, man. That's
yeah, that's really weird. I was going to say though, no one dared leave me a bad comment on my Dead or Alive gameplay. I killed on Dead or Alive
nice.
This week.
Nice.
I streamed it. I got the new DLC. Check this out. I got the new DLC where no. Come
Naked
on,
now.
Please.
What?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Give a little more dignity.
All right.
The new DLC is exploding clothes.
Okay.
So yeah, now when you fight, if you get like. You know, there's danger zones in the game where you hit something and you'll, like, explode off the, like, electric fences and shit and get knocked into. And if you do that, oh, man. Clothes are just getting ripped up. I tried this DLC and got to play with a ton of fun people this past week on the stream. So thank you, everybody who joined in. That was a lot of fun. It was on cam. Everyone knows I keep it respectful.
You're a cam boy. Rocco's on cam. Donate to Rocco's cam.
Yeah. Thank you, Ninja.
That's a joke, okay? It's like he was getting naked for money.
Oh. But
he doesn't really do
getting
that.
Those girls naked with them exploding clothes. Is that free DLC?
No, I paid for it.
Oh.
Nice.
It was worth it.
Yeah, I would pay.
Deal.
Hey, to be fair, I would pay for exploding clothes.
Well, it was fun because the whole stream, it was like, what's going to happen that will make the clothes explode? And you'd fight and it was, oh, wow, that combo did it.
Hell yeah.
Glad we're talking about
no more
video
jacket.
Games. I played some video games this week. Let's start talking about video games.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, I started replaying Xbox 360 Classic, L.A. Noir.
Oh, and, yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, I open L.A. Noir. You know, I played it when it came out, but I never beat it. I really don't beat Rockstar games. In fact, I noticed I have a problem. I don't complete anything I set out to do, like book, TV show, video game. I just fall off.
Oh, yeah.
That happens quite often. That happened with L.A. Noir, but I really wanted to go back and check it out, so I'm replaying it, and I'm really enjoying it. I feel like L.A. Noir, when it came out, got a lot of praise, but got a lot of criticism, too, for what it wasn't, which is, it was, you know, you couldn't drive everywhere, you had to, it's kind of restrictive in some ways, it's kind of like a different kind of video game, not what people were expecting. Maybe got a bad rap, swept under the rug a little bit. Anyway, I'm going back. I'm really enjoying it. If you never played L.A. Noir or if you never finished it like me, I say check it out. I'm giving – it's my old retro throwback Thursday recommendation.
When that came out, the game looked so realistic for its time. I remember that was like a big
– Yeah, it still looks really good. A big part of it is like reading people's faces.
It broke the
– Yeah, that's right.
On that – publisher, right? Or that studio?
I don't know if it did that. I think that team, I don't know anything. There's a lot of drama behind that.
Really?
I had heard something
about how much money they had to spend on that.
Because of the facial stuff?
Kind of like they make another game after that and they didn't make it back on the sales at LA.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. Could be speculation.
Yeah. I remember at the time it was a big news story that they completely recreated like 1940s Los Angeles.
Right.
So that's cool. You can explore. But it's also just like a really good... It's almost like a movie, an interactive movie, that because, you know, it is so restrictive. It's not. It's an open world, but you can't really do everything that you want. Anyways, L.A. Noir, that's what I've been playing. Okay. I also checked out the new Smash Brothers.
Finally.
Yeah. It took me this long to play the new Smash Brothers.
What'd you think?
Awesome.
Wow, okay.
I love it.
You're the resident player here, so I was curious what you had to say about it.
Yeah, I remember hearing, like, a lot of crap about it from the other guys who've been playing it and stuff.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I think it was maybe some people who aren't here with us tonight. We're talking smack on it. Mm-hmm.
The ones that go into the
bedroom. One in particular.
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah. I think it's fucking rad. Hey, yeah. The new Smash Brothers, I really like it. It's a little bit, you know, it's not Smash Brothers play, but it's a Smash Brothers for a new generation. That's how I feel. I think it's faster. I think that the levels are more interactive, and I can understand why people would not like that, because I felt like all the levels are really destructive. Like, they just kill you. But Smash Brothers for a new generation. That's
how
I feel.
They each have their own.
It's updated. It's bigger. Yeah. It's faster. There's more to it. Yeah, so I like it. I got the GameCube controller that plugs into the bottom of the Wiimote.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beautiful. Except the default... Smash Brothers players will know they swapped the default block with the default throw from how it was on the GameCube.
Switch it.
I don't know, and that was the only thing they switched. You can go in and do custom controls and set it back, but
I feel like you're
releasing this GameCube controller as a throwback to the GameCube controls. Why didn't you just
make it the way it
was? Why'd you swap it? You could have had it perfect.
So you plug yours into the bottom of the
Wiimote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The adapter I got goes into the USB ports, and then the GameCube controller plugs into like a multi-tap.
Oh, that sounds more confusing. No?
Mine just basically plugs in like a nunchuck, and then I just set the Wiimote down and I play it like a GameCube controller.
It's got a GameCube, like the C stick on the.
It's a GameCube controller.
Oh wow!
They released a special edition one. I bought two. I got a Yoshi branded one and a Zelda branded one.
Nice,
oh, tight.
Nice.
So which way you want it?
Who are you playing with?
Tight.
I haven't really explored all the characters. I'm just kind of messing around with the new characters. Obviously, Little Mac is a favorite. Everybody likes Little Mac. He's super fast, super strong, real heavy.
I'm not that good. I always jump off.
Yeah, if you go over the edge with.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not good at characters that have like a really far attack because I'll jump off the side of the map like every fucking time.
Okay. Well, that's not my problem. Yeah. And I destroy with Little Mac. So I guess I like Little Mac. I really like Mega Man, but I feel like I don't understand his abilities very well because he's kind of weak. And I feel like maybe I haven't figured out how to fight with him yet, but I really like Mega Man. Pac-Man's cool too. I like all the new characters.
Pac-Man's fun.
Rosalina as like a replacement for the Ice Climbers I think is super cool.
Okay.
Because she has Luna, you know, mm-hmm. and you can kind of whip Luna out and use it as a companion. And it kind of works like the ice climbers did too, where one of them takes damage. Yeah, Rosaline is cool, and yeah, I'm digging it.
People are saying that the reason why the controls were different is that this is actually a different controller. The one that you have is some kind of classic controller. Honestly, truthfully, I really tell the difference between those either. Like the branded controllers are slightly different than
the
regular
GameCube. It is branded as a classic controller.
Yeah,
but aesthetically, it's the same, and it mimics the GameCube controller layout.
Yeah,
that's probably how they get around it, by switching the two buttons.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Switch them back.
I'm sure there is some long fucking explanation for why it's swapped and why it's actually better that it's swapped. But I'm just telling you, as a fan who picks it up off the bat and wants to jump in, it's weird. It should be, instinctually, swap. I'm really digging it. I haven't played it for very much. I only basically played it for a day, but I'm really liking it.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I think it's rad.
Cool. I need to pick that up again because I've been fucking with the Amiibo last time I was using it and training up the little figures with Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
That's fun. To use it as a partner and do like 2-on-2 battles even though I'm like
playing by
myself.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't messed with the Amiibo stuff. There's a like board game mode of play in it. Yeah. That's whack. I played that a couple times and it was like, why am I not fighting? Why are we are we doing this power-up board game thing?
Yeah, personally, I was let down by the new Smash Brothers just because it's single. I like to play single player, and I like the subspace thing from last time. We talked about that, and that not being there was a bummer to me. As somebody who doesn't really care to play it with anybody else, I was bummed.
The subspace
emissary play itself was fun.
Subspace emissary was awesome. I do wish it had something like that. But even I loved Melee, and the single player in that is 10 fights and you fight a hand. So anything better than that is,
The 3DS, dungeon crawl single player mode was super fun. I don't know why that didn't come out on the Wii U version.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
go ahead.
Hey, real quick, just one more game I played. It's an alpha game on Steam. I know a while ago I said I wasn't going to play alpha games or recommend them on the podcast anymore, but I broke my word. I went back on my word.
You can admit that.
Yeah, see, you're being honest about it.
I'm playing an alpha game. It's called Cosmocoria. I think that's how it's pronounced. Maybe it's Cosmochoria. Cosmocoria, it's really cool. You are like an astronaut, basically, and you start on a tiny little orb planet that's desolate desert. You have to plant seeds on it to bring it back to life, almost.
Okay. Nice.
And you can jump off this planet. You have a jetpack at any time. You can just shoot off into space. Ooh. And, if you keep going, eventually you'll hit another orb. And basically it's like a survival game, like Don't Starve or almost like Terraria, where basically you just want to bring these planets back to life, survive as long as possible. There's a tower defense element. As you start bringing planets back, UFOs will start attacking the planets, and you can build, turrets on them to kind of fight them off, and as you explore planets, you'll find little artifacts, you'll find different characters, and you can interact with them to unlock better weapons, better armor, find artifacts, basically. It's still an alpha game, but it's, it's cool. Cosmocoria, I'm digging it, and those are the games I've been playing.
Cool.
I played more of Resident Evil Revelations 2.
So I'm stoked on it.
Like I said, I mean, it's not great. It's a B game, but I've had fun with it. What made it fun for me is I said a minute ago that I had been streaming it on PS4. That has actually made it more fun. Just kind of having feedback with people and kind of laughing at certain parts and talking with people on what should I do next or... that kind of thing. I wasn't super, I wasn't super motivated to play it just on my own, but for some reason, streaming it has been a lot more fun. I kept saying it was not as good as Last of Us, and I had a lot of people telling me that was just, well, don't play it like Last of Us. It's not meant to be played that way. Even if you throw away how you play it or the game mechanics, you're a grizzled old man in flannel leading a little girl around. You could look at a picture of it and go, "Is that fucking Last of Us?" So I don't really think that's the issue.
I think it's bottles and bricks.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things at work beyond just a few gameplay mechanics.
Yeah, and it definitely the mechanics are to be played as you played Last of Us, because when you're going through the single player story, your best bet is to go as the little girl, so you can see where the enemies are.
Yeah.
Then you fucking nail him with a brick, switch to Barry, because I've got skills to where he, after a character switch, gets like a 30% critical increase. You knock the motherfucker in the head, yeah, and you just melee the shit out of everyone. Sound right, Sean?
Sounds absolutely right. Right.
But in
skills.
General, like,
don't let these cretins tell you how to play your game.
I'm still having fun playing it, just in terms of it, I don't know. It's fun. It's the exploration and the, you know, it's got some fun gameplay and stuff like that. It just doesn't have a soul to it. It's very like, who am I even really fighting? Like, I don't know. There's just I honestly wish they would have titled it something different so it wasn't a follow-up. Revelations 1 was really unique and great for what it was, but 2 is just, it just really feels like marketing. And it's still fun, but man, if you had an issue with DMC for them making every line profanity or whatever that was, this game, that what's her name? Moira
likes to swear.
Every other line. Well, honestly, it's a lot of characters too, but mainly her. This fucking place is shit on a stick.
She's got a mouth.
Oh, this fucking place. Yeah, at one point she calls someone a shit stain and then sees the little girl there and says, "Oh, I'm sorry, butt stain." And then and then she turns around and goes, "And you know what we do with butt stains, right?" And I said, and I told everyone in the chat, like, this is a written piece of dialogue in the
spoilers.
Like,
I'm not there
this
yet.
Is
sorry.
I really haven't played the game, but I'm...
We flubbed that. Can we get another recording of "You Know What We Do With Butt Stains"? I'm just imagining that day in the booth, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
Recording such choice lines.
Moira's my choice raid mode character that I've been leveling up.
Yeah.
Particular favorite of mine.
I don't think there's anything wrong with profanity in a game, but not when it's forced. And it couldn't be more forced. And I was thinking the same thing, not with profanity, but in playing Monster Hunter too.
Yeah.
I had the same problem. They're both Capcom games. I don't know if there, I guess there's a connection with Monster Hunter and with Resident Evil Revelations 2. I feel like every line is trying to be a gag. Like, mm-hmm. Monster Hunter, I want everyone to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
When I enjoy the gameplay so much, but when I'm talking to people in the village, hey, you want to capture a dragon? Well, what kind of dragon? You don't look like much of a dragon hunter. I didn't mean anything by it. But just shut the fuck up and tell me where to go to fight the dragon. I don't care.
Rob doesn't like the charm.
Save it.
I really,
it's
I don't
too much in Disgaea for me.
That to
well,
me detracts from the charm. A little quirk now and then is fine, but when every single line is a gag, that's no longer a special moment.
It's better left
unsaid. Yeah, and with Resident Evil, oh my god. There was a part I got through, I won't spoil it because I know it's ahead of where you're at. But some guy dodges everyone being murdered and then makes a pun immediately, and it was like, dude, you've been making jokes this whole time, and like, children were just about to die. Like, I do not think... It's just not appropriate.
Just
know when to use it and when not to.
The last two games I've been playing have basically been portable games that got released on a PS4. Mm. It's Typo and Resident Evil Revelations 2. So I think I give them both a lot of leeway for being like basically portables or as close to you can get to being put out. But yeah, like, it's got its faults. The dialogue in it is really laughable at times. Mm. But yeah, I'm glad you're having fun with it though.
Yeah, it's a C game, but it's fun.
Oh, it's B. You know? Oh, that's a
wow.
Lot of grade.
See, that's
it was
ooh,
a B.
That's heart hurtful.
Like C, 5 D, minutes ago.
It's the most fun.
Oh, it's a D now.
It's the most fun with a Resident Evil game I've
whoa.
Had in a long time.
Whew.
Well, the standards are so low that it anything.
It's, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's not.
That is true.
Not in the best.
It gets a U. Unsatisfactory.
Right now.
Did you actually get to play Type Zero Final Fantasy?
Yeah,
I still haven't touched that.
That was before I wanted to like at least put a couple hours into it before I did the Final Fantasy 15 demo, right. And that's what I did, which kind of set me up for the gameplay in the demo because they're real similar. The
attack
systems, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I played just a little bit, but I'm dying to get back into it because I've just recently this weekend I finished the episode Deska. Or however you say
Disca.
It.
No, that's right. Yep.
Final Fantasy 15 demo Disca. I got the car fixed.
Disgaea.
Time to hit the road. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. The dungeon was cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it glitched
I really enjoyed
on
that.
Me.
Yeah, the demo was glitchy.
I'm gonna kill that behemoth though. without using the
song. Oh, them in the company. I was like, why? Oh.
No.
What'd they do?
Dan Paladin, they're all safe.
John, don't kill our friend.
No, 4 is coming out. Whatever.
Okay, good.
Game 4 looks cool.
That game's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fucking fun. Can't wait.
But that Behemoth?
That's it?
Either one. You're done.
Mm-hmm. Dunzo. Cool.
Did you play that demo too?
Rocco? What, 15?
Yeah.
I talked about it last week.
Okay.
Yeah. What were you saying?
You play that demo show?
No, I didn't play the demo
yet.
Anything? Not yet. Okay. Mario Party again, but I talked about it last time. But I'm really enjoying it still.
Hey, I wanted to say, there have been a lot of people asking about this. I want to say something really cool this week that has been going on is we said something on our last podcast was that obviously we stream this podcast out every week, but we only kind of stream a couple times a week. We stream this. Garrett has a show every Wednesday, Poorly Played Stream, and a few random things here and there in between. But we want to try to leave this on 24/7, and we were calling it codename Mega64TV. We were going to show our stuff across the board, our old videos, podcasts, whatever, 24/7. And just to have something, you know, you could tune into
it's
whenever
like,
you feel like
surfing.
It. Yeah, exactly.
So whenever, whenever you want to watch
and
our
so,
videos.
So we announced that last week. This week on Twitter, we asked some people to make bumpers to show to air between pieces on the stream. And we've gotten some really great stuff. So I just say thank you to everybody out there watching.
Our fans are so talented.
Yeah, there's
some really cool ones.
There's some really good stuff.
Really
and
cool.
And the amount of them. Oh, my God.
There's
and
so many.
And I've always said this, but, you know, maybe it sounds douchey to some people out there, but
not to me.
I have always thought that our fans are more the most creative of a lot of things that
they
I know.
They are. Oh yeah.
We have more people who actually make stuff.
That's not douchey. It's just how it is.
No,
just,
douchey. I guess if you're not
a Mega 64
if you're outside
fan.
The group.
If you're a fan of Rooster Teeth, I guess is douchey for us to say.
Oh,
our fans are the best.
We're not here to make friends though. We're here to
create
the best, most artistic fan base in existence.
Exactly.
We've already started.
That's it.
Yeah. If you're a fan of, Epic Mealtime, you don't fall into the group we're talking about.
Yeah,
so maybe
guys.
It seems douchey. But if you're a fan of us, you rule.
They're not watching this.
Yeah.
And you've said in the past, I know you've said in the past that we have the best looking fans, too.
That's true. We have some good,
cute bunch.
Handsome fans out there.
You're beautiful. Exceptionally beautiful. You're better looking than most people out there. You're more creative, which means that you're smarter and more intellectual.
And they're posy.
And you're positive.
Posy vibes.
You're a triple threat.
Up.
Essentially, our fans are the upper echelon. They're the alpha citizens of the internet.
Yeah, you guys should feel good about yourself right now.
I see that on such a big level in the quantity that I see is amazing. Where, again, super creative, but you're all good-looking people, too.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wow.
So when you guys out there, if anybody watching this ever feels like they can't do something or I'm not good enough to do this or I'm not good, hey, you're creative and you're pretty good looking.
And you're positive.
And you're positive.
So check your privilege.
So what's your,
I've seen
you all. I know the
truth.
Positive
vibes. Look,
in perspective.
If you're single, if you're looking for a date, just remember all those things we just said and just glow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll
mm-hmm.
attract
you're going for the job or something, you're looking for a
job. Exactly.
Whatever
you need, just remember, you're a Mega 64 fan. That is desirable.
That's true.
You can conquer the world today.
Someone in the chat, Frog Bell Tolls or whatever, I missed the name, says, I'm ugly AF. I bet you if they submitted a picture or if we interviewed them in the room right now, I bet they're not really.
I bet you he looks in the mirror and thinks, I'm ugly AF. But really, because you're a Mega 64 fan, you're rugged, handsome, you're burned.
You just ooze
power and strength.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
So anyway, thank you everybody for submitting those bumpers. We're going to use a bunch of them in the stream. We don't have a specific like moment. All right, Ed, look forward to it. It's live, whatever. Tonight, it's Sunday night. I'm going to do some experiments with it, and it might start tonight. But I know things are going to break.
Imagine
there's
going to be some hiccups.
Yeah.
And please be patient, but we want to do it just because I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, so we're going to try it out. I'm sure things won't work. Let us know when it does or doesn't. You know, we're going to need feedback on it. I'm positive things are going to break. So we'll try it out, and we'll see. Yeah, I'm just letting everybody know.
Okay.
That's why I never wanted to set a specific time But let's try again. We're going to aim tonight, hopefully get it going, see how it works, and see what happens. So anyway, I'm really looking forward to that.
And I don't think it's too – people are asking if it's too late to make a bumper. It's not.
No. We can always add more. Whenever, yeah, so, we can always add more.
You can make a bumper at any time.
Yeah. And it will be on – for the answer to the question, it will be on this Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Mega64Podcast. But you can also watch it straight up. Go to Mega64.com. It's going to be right there. That's
we'll always be streaming. Yeah. So it'll always be on the front
page. Always be right there.
That's great.
So anyway, be sure to check that out. I want to say, too, real quick, thank you to everybody who supported us through the way of, first of all, subscribing to our Twitch channel. There's always that, whatever option you want, we're giving it to you. If you want to support the show through Twitch and you think the stream is your favorite thing or whatever, you could subscribe on Twitch. Yeah. You pay. It's like $5 a month, whatever, but it takes away the ads, and you get special emoticons, all kinds of stuff. Whatever. We really do appreciate that. I've seen some people renew that in the chat tonight, so that's really great.
Yeah.
But also, thank you to everybody who bought merchandise this week. As some of you may know, on Friday we put out a we brought back our Mega Mansion sweatshirt. That came back in stock. It's going pretty fast. We actually are just sold out of XL, and prior to that, large. So basically, I can't see these probably being reprinted again real quick because seasons change.
It's getting hot.
It's hot as fuck right now.
Right now, if you want like small, medium, or
global warming,
2X, you can still get one, but that's it.
Climate change deniers, sit down. You're not allowed to order one.
Okay.
You
can order one.
Yeah, you can.
The deniers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. You can't deny a good deal.
According to them, it's getting colder. They need one more, more than anybody else.
Yeah. So get those sweatshirts. The L Block shirts are also back in stock. And our Colossus shirt is looking like it's going to go away for good.
Forever.
We've had them. They've had a good run, and they've never actually been gone. But it's time, baby. We're clearing them out. So go on there, and you'll get a good deal on
that. What about the snapback hat?
Now, the snapback hat.
What about them?
This is looking like dog shit.
That sucks.
Yeah,
that one sucks.
You need a Mega 64 snapback. Yeah, that's what you need. Now, as you guys know, we put those on sale a few weeks ago. They were gone in an hour.
Yeah.
We did not prepare very well, but I'm happy to announce that I have gotten word as we speak.
Oh, shit.
There are more on their way from the East Coast. They've been manufactured.
Mwah.
They're on the way.
Yeah.
We don't know when we'll have them.
They've been sewn and printed.
Yeah. They've been manufactured.
They're here. Well, they're not here, but yeah.
Wow. And they are on their way. We'll let you know when we can actually see them, make sure they're all good, and we'll let you know when they go back on sale.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You gotta run some QA, but then we'll put them on sale. Don't worry.
Yes.
It's coming.
Is that a pig?
Woo!
Got that cereal.
Anyway.
What else? Well, I think there's a loot crate to open, and then that's probably time.
Hells yeah.
Well,
yeah, tell them something. I'll go get the loot crate, but
yeah, there's more to talk about.
Entertain the people.
Oops.
Garrett and I, and most of you out there, probably saw Tie Wars, animation about two Thai restaurants trying to determine who has the best spicy noodles.
And when they start calling each other back and forth over the phone, getting confused.
Crate call shit, it gets fucking hilarious.
You called my restaurant.
Is that what it was?
No, I called yours.
I thought it was something way different.
Just kidding. Oh, fuck. Thai Wars. Star Wars animation from the perspective of the TIE fighter pilots. I thought it was really cool.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, a lot of people out there probably already seen it, but
I need to watch it. It sounds cool.
I want to say that was hand-drawn animation, but I don't know. These days, like, you got to do stuff like that on a computer.
Yeah, it looked hand-drawn. I don't know how they made it. It looked really good.
Reminded me of, like, the old, there's this Daikon 4 animation.
Yeah, the art style.
Yeah, that. But that, like, kind of, I just really, really, really unique. The way that the helmets would always cut away and show the characters'
faces.
Yeah, and
I like the way that TIE fighters all wear the same helmets, but in this animation, they kind of fly into the helmet and reveal the faces of the pilots. And it's cool. I like anything. I'm a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And I like anything that kind of shows you that the stormtroopers and the soldiers in the Empires were just, you know, regular guys. Like,
I like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Darth Vader was evil. All the leaders were really evil, but then there's soldiers, and they're just fighting war.
It's all Hitler Youth and...
Yeah, you know. It's like, yeah, hey, they're just on the losing side of the battle, but they're people,
too. They
happen
to be absorbed by a nation that was controlled by the Empire.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So check it out. It's called the Thai Wars, if I'm remembering correctly.
I loved the detail that they would show in the. There was TIE fighters, TIE scouts, TIE bombers.
Yeah.
And all the different. You had, like, the female
the
character.
The person was a really big Star Wars fan,
dude,
obviously.
It was, yeah. And then you did get to see some rebel side of the thing. Yeah, it was fun. It was super fun.
If Disney was smart, they'd hire that guy.
I looked at the other stuff on his channel.
Yeah.
Super cool. Like, this other video of these, like, kind of sprite characters dancing to 80s music, like in an arcade. It was just a little loop thing. His channel had some really cool stuff on it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. That thing blew up on social media, like, towards the end of last week.
Cool. Yeah, it really did. There was a preview clip of that, like, years ago.
And he's been working on it forever.
Like 4 years.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy.
And wow. It's only a few minutes long. Just imagine.
I'd be interested to see what he put into that.
Good for him that he made it for so long and then it blew up once he finally put it out.
The music's fucking
great.
Better
than no one's seen it. That's
awesome.
Cool.
Speaking
of. So it's called TIE Fighter Short Film.
Is it called TIE Fighter Short Film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear there was like. It was going to be the Star Wars when they just changed Star to TIE. I thought that's what I saw. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not. The world may never know.
You never know.
Fuck.
Trust your feelings.
Okay, everybody, we have this month's loot crate. Let's see what's inside it.
Okay. Open it up. While you're opening that up, I want to say, too, I was at a thrift store. I was able to find a hardcover copy of Heir to the Throne, Timothy Zahn, Star Wars.
Book.
Really?
Yeah, you know, since Disney owns Star Wars now, they discontinued all the spinoffs that came out, so I feel really lucky that at the thrift store I was able to find a hardcover first edition of Heir to the Throne.
Was that a big one?
Yeah, that was like the first one that kind of like came out after the movies. It was released in 1991. And it's a direct follow-up, like, what happens to the main characters of the movies 5 years after the second Death Star blows up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's a 3-part book cycle, and I found book 2, paperback.
And I gotta get
same thrift store.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, go back.
Anyway, so that's cool. All
right, what'd we get?
All right, this month's Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64. Get a box every month. Who knows what's going to be in it? Let's see what's in it.
I'm in a Star Wars mood. Could it be?
What the hell is
it's
this?
We got a keyboard here. That is.
Well, the box looks like a laptop, yeah, first of all. Your friends.
For when you're talking to Mr. Gray about all the dirty things you're going to do later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this a 50 Shades box?
It is.
Look at this.
This is like some James Bond kind of themed box.
Yeah, look at box. This.
I think I see Dorian Gray here.
What?
I don't know if this is a martini or if this is some P-play.
Whoa. P-play.
Going on. Yeah, I made that reference.
Yeah, this is fucking sick. It's a stealth watch.
That looks like some sort of ball gag for the mouth.
What time is it? Thing? What time is it? Let's find
out. Whoa.
That's rad.
So you just, in my mouth and you poke it to see how long we've been doing our bondage shit.
Cool.
All this stuff is bondage gear, as we promised earlier in the show.
Yeah, oh, it is.
There's some rope to hold you down.
Look,
there.
Here's some anal beads that you can, or perhaps that's a whip.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, what is this?
Let's see. Tails. Is that...
This is like some kind of buckle situation.
Oh, it's a leash.
Field notes.
It's a cock leash. When you put the cock leash on, you own the cock.
Yeah.
So that's for the ladies.
You can bind your. Can I get detail for a second?
Of course.
You bind your testicles in this she grinds the.
Oh yeah.
She puts the grater against your cock.
Yeah, I read a short story called Lotus Balls once, and it talked
about
that.
Is the grater in here?
Hey, if anybody can find Lotus Balls, the short story, go ahead and tweet that. Tweet that. Not to us. Just, you know, on your own thing. It's good. Share it.
These are cool. I have some of these little... these are like notes. That's exclusive.
That's the gray notebook.
This is where you write down
all the nasty stuff you and Dorian are going to do.
Yep. Tie up balls with ball.
Or is it Christian Gray? I don't remember.
Ball binding twine. It says in here.
I can't get this.
Is that the ball binding twine?
If you're just tuning in, this is the 50 Shades of Grey loot crate we're opening.
An Orphan Black comic.
That is Anastasia Steele. It's a story about her.
Oh, it does say read the book Anastasia Steele autobiography while bound and gagged.
This is the story of Anastasia before she entered the 50 Shades deal.
Oh, wow. It's a whole walkthrough and a tutorial on how to satisfy. And have a successful night.
We got Mad Libs.
Too bad this didn't come right before Valentine's Day.
I know.
They got sexy bondage Mad Libs. That's crazy.
I'm a bit of a daddy dom, so I don't
know what that means.
This is, I think this is, oh, there was a lanyard in there. That was a lanyard. Because this is your Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like badge or something. I think in 50 Shades, Nick Fury recruits him for his cock and ball torture. Yeah.
After the credits.
Or, like, it's part of their pain play. Like, they get naked and
pain play.
They do part... Oh. They do, like,
That's the last note here, yeah.
You know, they kind of do, like, a Clockwork Orange situation, and they force themselves to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's part of their pain play.
They hold their eyes open with those, like, stirrups.
Exactly.
Well, they just want to put Ultron... He does some bonded shit to Ultron. He's going to in the new movie. I'm not spoiling it.
He's like, Dorian, I'm going to be sick!
But he...
I'm going to be sick, Dorian!
But he
What else is in there?
He looks at Ultron and says, my interests are eccentric.
A free digital download of Ninjak number one.
Ninjak!
Dorian's got eccentric
interests. They're definitely ninjacking each other off in 50 Shades of Grey. Wow. So that's kind of a stretch, but, you know, it fits.
I'll take it.
Respect.
Cool.
Thank you
very much, Loot Crate. Yeah. Sweet.
Thank you, Loot Crate.
Gosh, it's
funny. The thing is, even if you're not into the rest of that stuff, this was worth the $13 or however much to subscribe every month.
No, really.
Everything else you get.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let me see it.
I wanted to try to put it in Sean's mouth.
You don't even need the Apple Watch anymore.
It's fucking sick. I like Loot Crate.
Try it on as a gag, though.
That's better than Will.i.am's put.
Yeah,
yeah, Will I Am. Are you watching this? This ain't $800.
Yeah.
One.
Take your puss and flush it.
Take Two. That puss and flush it. I got a shirt that says that.
Three.
It says, take this puss and shove it.
This is Sturd, and he's sad. You got that shirt? No, Derek has that shirt.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Well, thank you for watching.
This is Sturd. Does anyone else want a field notebook?
But this is, this is Gray talking about the martini glass full of pee play. And he's saying this is Sturd.
They're into water sports at the end of the... The relationship gets weird.
The fourth movie is called 50 Shades Wetter.
50 Shades of Yellow.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Wow. Do we only talk about ads? Yeah, that's all we talk about, sir. That's all we talk about is ads.
Don't read the chat.
Did you miss the part where you sucked your dick for 5 minutes? Good night!